again. It's Friday night. Most people are out drinking and puking and then drinking again. And then there's us drinking and puking and drinking again, except we're doing it at home with magazines and various pieces of paraphernalia and CNN on and God knows what kind of magazines you guys read. I don't know if I'd ever want to know the kind of magazines that people, anti-media fans, read, but I'm very glad you've joined tonight. I'm very glad that you've made me a part of your life. My name is Jake Anderson, and I'm new to the game here, but I'm having fun so far. And I'll tell you what, I've had an interesting day. You know, I'm a pretty conspiratorial guy to begin with. And then, you know, I recently moved to Portland, Oregon. Well, I guess I was probably already on a bunch of database lists, so that's okay. But moved to Portland, Oregon, and I found myself nearing this large building, and there was a bunch of limousines and whatnot outside. And as I got closer, I realized there was kind of this back area, this kind of a corridor that I could walk down. And so I did so, and I found myself at a back entrance way, and I went inside. And a piano. And I turned on my cell phone, and this is what I recorded.
Password, please? Fidelia. That's right. That is the password for admittance. But may I ask, what is the password for the house? The password for the house. Yes. I'm sorry. I seem to have forgotten. That's unfortunate. Because here, it doesn't matter whether you have forgotten it or if you never knew it.
Or if you never knew it. You know what's another interesting coincidence is I'm also married to Nicole Kidman, and we too got divorced, but not because of my raising my child under Scientology. She just wasn't good enough for me.
Don't forget, her father was a super sicko.
Oh, was he now? Oh, and there's my man, the man of the hour, my co-host, one of the funnest people you could ever talk to, DB Schwartz. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, what an intro, and I guess that's where we'll be headed to get it out of the way and get it out there. And
Yeah, just get it out there. You know, there's no reason for any of us to be shy. We don't need to giggle and do a little dance around each other in the grocery mart. Let's just bear hug. You know, when you get into that dance with people in an aisle in a grocery store and you're kind of like, "Hey, just bear hug the person." And that's what we do on this show,
Especially
right?
if you're in the meat department, you know, just there's no reason not to.
Right. If you're looking for a nice slab of cold veal that you want to make warm, it's going to go from cold to warm. I don't know where I'm going with this, but yeah, weirdly slow week. Wouldn't you say, DB? This week was oddly slow in
This
the
week was
conspiracy world of this.
ultimately one of the most telling weeks to me because of the complete overhaul on damage control these people have come up with, these complete morons, these incompetent idiots, these sickos, that now they're going to try to get something going with a fake news crusade. They're going to crucify themselves in the process. They've already done that a long time ago. This is all a distraction to so that they don't have to delve into what we're going to go into tonight, because what we're going to go into tonight's been the basic power structure for the U.S. for about 5 to 6 decades, roughly. And we can go into that. It came to prevalence in the 60s and the 70s, especially in the 70s with the milk carton, missing children. And it's all tied to Pizzagate. It's all tied to the power structure of this country. And it's an essential...
It may be tied to, I don't know how familiar you are with David Paulides and Missing 411. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Please, for the love of God, man, you of all people, Google Missing 411. I want to actually hear the keys. I want you to Google Missing 411 right now. It's the craziest thing. We'll get into that tonight, too. So, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening, ladies, gentlemen, or anyone else, I like to be, non-binary or whatever dumb words you want to use to call it. Is that what they say, non-binary? That's what Cory Doctorow said at Burning Man once, and I've been obsessed with it ever since then. Anyway, there is not a better place you could be going right now than on this internet voyage with us right now. And you know, hell, in a couple of years we'll be able to do this through virtual reality. That's the cool part, is that this old paradigm of media is so about to change so dramatically that no one even understands it. We're going to be in the future, me and you are going to be in a room together. I don't know if you want that. Fortunately, you'll be safe because it'll be a virtual me and it'll be a virtual DB. But we can use avatars. We'll be able to use avatars, and you'll be able to shoot emojis out like Hadoukens in Street Fighter. It's just going to be a magical time of capitalism and predatory lending, and it's going to be exactly like it is now, except the rich are going to be even richer, and the poor get poorer. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And that's my tribute to the late Leonard Cohen, one of my favorites, who died last week and made a final album called You Want It Darker. That's just him and...
Yeah. He knew it was coming. Him and Bowie.
Oh, he knew it was coming.
Him and Bowie knew.
He pulled a David Bowie.
Well, yeah. Him and Bowie knew it was coming, and they're all, peace out. We've done our part. And they left telling albums. I mean, Bowie's is an absolute seminal masterpiece.
A
seminal and a subliminal masterpiece, if you really
absolutely
listen to it.
Absolutely. Oh, DB, the occult symbolism in Black Star, the video, is, I actually watched it on the airport, on my plane. I was about having a meltdown because I was having I hadn't slept much coming out of Vegas, and I was literally trembling because I felt so, my nerves were just so frayed. And the only thing that saved me was Black Star. And tears came to my eyes because I realized how in tune with this universe that man was. And
oh, yeah.
I mean,
he saw the people that are misusing this planet, co-opting everything he sought to bring, starting with Ziggy really primarily, which was totally about being amorphic and not having to fall prey to the constraints of your body. Essentially, your body is yours as your own to do with it what you will. Whatever you want to do is totally fine. When you start preaching the gospel to other people about how they should live based on how you feel, that's when you cross the line. So, you know, that's kind of where the PC backlash is coming from now, where people are like, listen, we're going to get to a point, and it's going to come quick, because the people that are intolerant are being outed right now, and they're finding it tough to find jobs, and they're going on Facebook and being fired and saying stupid stuff, and they're going to start getting beat up pretty soon, and who knows what else. But the point I'm trying to make is that we're getting to a point really, really quickly where people are kind of just, they're waking up to the fact that stuff that's really arbitrary and doesn't actually do anything to you doesn't matter. Who cares? Who cares what people want to do? If they do it to themselves, if it's all about them, now when they affect you, that's totally different. If they create actions that negatively affect you, by all means, stop them. But
these leaders, these so-called leaders and politicians who opines so eloquently about small government, these same, oh, let's just be honest, they're conservatives. These same conservatives that you know, so, you know, act like they're these, you know, speakers for small government. At the same time, they want to use that same government for, you know, draconian legislation restricting personal freedoms. Whatever you feel about certain things, whatever you feel about gay marriage, whatever you feel about any of a number of controversial issues that involve the body and constraining the body and constraining what one can do with their body, the fact of the matter is, it should not be a government that makes those kinds of decisions. I don't know what government should be for. I'm not arrogant enough to claim that I do know. I do know one thing, though. If we have a theocracy that starts to run here, you're going to see me out on the street throwing tacos at people, because I'm not going to tolerate it. I will not be a part of a theocracy. I will not. I will fight back.
None of the youth will, and that's why the protests, even though they were basically funded and co-opted by Soros and Move On and other parent organizations such as those, they were actually legitimate, and they did have a lot of high school kids marching. And the youth wanted Bernie, and they wanted Bernie not because Bernie's so groundbreaking, but because he actually is a natural progression of where people want to see the government go, if the government's going to exist at all.
Right. Yeah.
And people are starting to see, you know what, anarchy is maybe a little bit better. It doesn't last forever. It's not right. Like you stay anarchic forever. I mean, even right now, Spain's had no federal government for going on 10 months. And the people are saying, yeah, it's still going. But then now that people are saying we better vote some people in because there's some defense stuff. Now, that's where a federal government. Yeah, that's the only thing a federal government should ever be for, ever, is just defense. That's it. They don't need their hands in anything else. They should just really be called the Federal Department of Defense. That's
it. I love that.
That's
it. And it should be the code for it should be 9/11 with you know, the phrase inside job next to it. You know,
well,
just to
no.
really
what needs to happen is the people that actually care about, I don't know, any kind of free will in their lives need to take out the people that want to enslave us all. And then once they do that, they can come out of the shadows and say, hey, remember that thing called the deep state? Remember all those bankers
deep
and those
state.
Those CIA guys? Remember all those guys that were monarching all the celebrities and they were psyopting everyone and they were throwing chemtrails in the sky? Remember all those dudes? Remember all those paperclip dorks? We went ahead and did away with them. We're back to that pre-1945 U.S. now.
Yes.
Now, what
Yay!
Is that? I don't know what that means, though, now.
All like, the children are weeping in joy.
Exactly. You know, like you go to Denver International Airport and you look at the murals and you're like, wait, now they're starting to make sense. There's not going to be peace on Earth
what
without
the
like some
hell is going on at that airport. I swear to God, man, there is no way there's not a demon underneath that airport.
That's the true capital of the United States, but it's just not the United States of America. It's actually the United States of America Corporation.
There's definitely a cog there. There's definitely a continuation of government unit there. That's actually like established.
Well,
that's not a conspiracy theory.
Look into the 60s when the Denver airport was rebuilt by burying it. I mean, how dumb are people if they don't understand there's an entire different airport with bunker underneath, and it's like a city size. And they got the people of Colorado to pay for it, and then they made the Fed pay for the rest. So, like, it's mind-boggling, dude. They have something down there that goes miles down, I'm sure.
Hey, man, do we have a guest tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll have a guest. We can get going into that stuff whenever you want. This will be about
her name's Izzy. Is that it?
Yeah, Izzy or L Deeds, and she's written a few things.
That's right. Okay, I've been looking forward to this. Yeah, I have her synced up on here, but I haven't called her in yet. I want to talk about one quick thing before we go fully down the rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wrote this little article today, and I've been just in a state of dumbfoundedness. Is that a word? I don't know. But it's freaking okay. Look, everyone knows George W. Bush has been painting, right? He paints. It's kind of something that we've kind of like, we hear it, we go, oh, okay, all right, okay, let's, You know, first of all, why do we even know about that? Like, it's fine that he's doing it, but he should never be telling anyone. He should keep it to himself. Shut your mouth. No one cares if you're painting. You're responsible for millions of people being dead and our government completely being eviscerated and taken over by neocons. No one gives a shit if you're painting a rabbit. Sorry. Unless that rabbit is going down the rabbit hole where there's 9/11 towers collapsing and you're admitting that you were part of it, I don't want to see it, okay? But so he's been doing these paintings for a while, but they've evolved. It's gotten different. That's what I'm getting at here. So he started with, you know, this his impressionistic phase. God, I can't believe we're talking about George W. Bush. He was doing like flowers and landscapes. And then we were treated to a hack by Guccifer, who actually hacked and discovered that George W. Bush had done semi-nude images of himself in a bathtub. Okay. Unfortunately, that's not where it ends. But, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm all a Twitter right now. And I'm not talking about the social network. I am deeply, deeply aroused by the idea of George W. Bush in a bathtub without Laura there, without any woman there, just him. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm done with that. Then Bush moved on to world leaders, and he actually had an entire exhibit that was devoted specifically to his portraits of, let's see, he did Tony Blair, he did the Dalai Lama, he did Angela Merkel, he did, let's see, Afghan President Karzai, oh God, he did Karzai, that poor man, and then he did Vladimir Putin, oh my God. So, you know, oh, and this is what he said of Vladimir. Bush claimed, "I looked the man in the eye. I was able to get a sense of his soul." That was the quote. I'm sure it could be said better. I don't have the worst Bush impression, but certainly not the best. Oh, he gave one to Jay Leno on one of Jay Leno's final broadcasts. Bush presented the centrist Republican entertainment mogul with a portrait of him that I'm sure he will hang in his garage full of 60,000 expensive cars. Okay, now let's get to the meat of the issue here. So now the ex-president has a book coming out, and he's moved on, and he's actually doing paintings of depictions of fallen soldiers from the war in Iraq. Okay. Now, this is a war that he started. We can debate all day on whether it was planned far in advance. I believe it was. Others think that it wasn't. But the fact of the matter is, they pushed a really stupid war based on weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. We still haven't found them. They weren't there. They lied to us. Blah, 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 blah. But the fact of the matter is, hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops died under Bush's watch in that war. It is inconceivably unacceptable that he is turning his artistic lens on the young servicemen whose deaths, you know, many would claim he caused. I mean, not many, anyone would claim he caused. If that war hadn't exist, those young men would still be alive. He's quoted as saying, "I've painted the portraits of 98 wounded warriors I've gotten to know. Remarkable men and women who were injured carrying out my orders." You know, I mean, at least he's got a sense of lucidity about it. He understands that he was president during that time. I'm heartened by that, that Bush realizes he was president of the free world during that time, and there wasn't just some game of like Pokemon or something. And then, of course, Bush's artistic vision goes on to, he has paintings of prisoners held without trial at Gitmo. He has paintings of the millions of Americans who lost their homes during the 2008 financial crisis. And he has a painting, several, of something called the ghost of the Iraqi child that follows him around everywhere. Now, this is crazy. This is just crazy. I cannot believe that he's doing pictures of fallen soldiers. I furthermore can't believe that he's doing pictures of prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay, or the people who lost their homes during 2008. Are you kidding me? Do you have any sense of humility Or is it just all just nasty Christian hubris that needs some outlet? You know, you're not particularly, you're old, you're not sexual anymore, you don't drink anymore. So your hubris just has to ooze out now through your pen, through your painting pen. What a disgusting man. I'm sorry. Some people feel sorry for him. They say he was used. I think he's the lowest of the low. What do you think of that, DB?
Oh man, I mean, it's kind of surreal at this point. You know, they kind of laugh in our face, and
That's what it feels like. He's laughing in our face.
Yeah, and it's some sort of ritualistic quality to it. You know, the guy played dumb. You don't get into an Ivy League school and actually make it through if you're completely an idiot. Like, you're not. He's not stupid as he leads people to believe. I mean, listen, his father had people thinking the same thing. The guy was a dope. The guy was no dope. The guy ran Reagan. The guy ran, I mean, essentially his father ran the country for 16 years or 12 years or however long you want to. I mean,
HW is a genius.
Let me put it this way. Even Bill Clinton was more of an extension of him, because if you really look back and see who groomed Bill, it was HW. So he's literally controlled. Right. He led a coup. It was a soft coup. It was a CIA-led coup on behalf of the bankers, and they've lost as of this election. They can try to stop it, but it will lead to a civil war that they will lose, and they'll lose their lives, whereas right now they can just flee. I believe that's the opportunity being presented to them, as they can leave.
That's where we disagree. I think they would win, but
they
would still
They would not. How? I don't care how rich you are. You're not beating them.
This is not an objective opinion, DB. There's no way we could possibly know if he's going to win the war.
Well, listen, if you're going to fight a war, the soldiers beat the bankers every time. The bankers can hire another mercenary army or have assassins, but what are you going to do when people start storming bases that they know where they are because of satellite info? Well,
the issue is who has the space war and the cyber war on their side. That's who's going to win.
The military. And here's the thing.
The military will be fractured.
They've never been compromised.
Fractured.
No, they've never been compromised because of Majestic 12 protocol. So there's a whole thing that came up with them getting some very, very, very advanced ex-Nazi tech, space-aged tech, and combined with the paperclip guys, they've taken a monumental leap. I mean, they may have let policy go the banker's way as long as they felt it was benefiting them because of the military-industrial complex got extremely rich. But when you get these guys almost goad Russia, which is a nuclear power, into an open fight, well, it's time to take the keys back from the kid, I guess, right? That he can't drive the car anymore. He crashed it too many times. He got drunk. So you just...
You
can't allow it. And I just want to say, man, it does tie into this. We're going to go into this Pizzagate thing now soon in 5 minutes here.
Yeah, we have Elle Deeds on the line right now. Is she there?
No. She'll be in 5. She'll be good to go in 5. I don't know if she's been on listening or something, but she said 10:30. She'll be ready to talk.
Okay.
But
cool.
I just want to kind of do a summary and tie in why this is important. You know, why there's underground tunnel complexes under DC and what they exist for, and what exactly the process is that's led us to this point where we have these people involved in literally like satanic type stuff in positions of power. And I think you really, you know, you just trace it back to a lot of the stuff that would happen in World War II and even before that, really Civil War era, when we essentially took the mantle from the British Empire. Again, I alluded to it our last show with where Teddy Roosevelt and the iron ships we had were 50 years ahead of everyone else, and our Navy just blew everyone out of the water. And essentially, you know, the British Empire was a satanic empire. I mean, you can look at Aleister Crowley as a proof positive of this, and their entire royal family was into it. And when we took the mantle of their empire and started crushing, you know, at will around the world, we did take those... I guess you could say we took those rituals up. They gave us power that had given the empire before it power. Any way you want to look at it metaphysically, if you believe that there's daemons and things that exist on other planes and such as that, that can come here and change our reality and affect it. I mean, for whatever reason, there was a point after the Civil War where we changed and our policies changed and our leadership changed, and We wiped out the Indians completely and went to the next coast, and then we started going after the Philippines, and then we started going after Japan and started prodding them, just like we were just prodding Russia, just to try to take the world over and put it all under one, you know, one. It's not going to be one government. It's going to be like one religion. That's what people don't get. It's going to meld all of the religions into the one religion that these people worship. And if you don't, you know, if you basically don't give in to that, then they'll just take you out. And that's just the way it'll be.
You know, we've already seen signs of that a little bit in the way, you know, Catholicism is really starting to open its gates. You know, we're starting to see the Pope really kind of open up the religion. I mean, he's admitting there's probably extraterrestrial life out there. I think you're right. And there's even talk of that Project Bluebeam, which would be a kind of false flag that would create the image of a deity for people, and possibly even the specter of an alien invasion that would make everyone want to join together and give us that common dream that Reagan talked about in his speech when he said, you know, I sometimes think the world would huddle together. You know what I'm talking about. But
yeah, absolutely.
I'll let you get back to what your intro there.
Well, I mean, Reagan, I believe too. A lot of people, you know, find my theory far fetched. But after he was shot, Nancy said he didn't remember things that were in his past from before that moment. And I know it would be well into the capacity of technology in the 80s to be able to clone a guy like Reagan. So I think that's really what happened. And I think they killed him when he was shot, and they cloned him, and then. George really took over HW, and that's when policies changed around 86. Like, they really, really, really changed. So, you know, it leads us into, we're going to, you know, give LDs a call here in a minute, but it leads us into what is the ring? Why would a satanic leadership exist? Number one, because it's real and it gives you power, because these people are extremely violent and psychopathic, and they're perfect for the military. Okay, they're perfect for the military. And number two, they're held together with these rituals and this organization. And, you know, part of their sway to hold these people under enormous pressure and permanent blackmail is to literally look for pedophiles to put into positions of power. So that they always have the dirt on them, and they'll do whatever they say no matter what for the rest of their lives. And it goes all the way to the very top. I think LL Deeds is on.
Yeah, she should be there.
God, she could write an article about Pizzagate. Jake, I think the best bet would be if you have something that you know about it to kind of go into it yourself, and then maybe we can ask her some questions as far as
You know a lot more about the Pizzagate than I do.
Okay, so this is the very, very basics, and how the story essentially broke was a place called Comet Ping Pong and Pizza, which has been on dumpster dives and whatever with Gay Fieri or whatever that guy's name is on Food Network. You know,
I can't believe he somehow wound up in this discussion, but anyway.
Yeah, well, that just goes to show you they're all connected, man. So at any rate, it's a pizza place, and you know, everybody knows about cheese pizza being, you know, child porn, child, you know, whatever you want to say, pedophilia. That's a code word for it. So there's this place in D.C. by this guy, James Olifantis, which is, again, code word for lover of babies, his last name or something like that, in Latin or something stupid. So all these guys are just right. They're out in the open, hiding in the open. And so this research has been ongoing through Reddit and, you know, other forums, and they've been shut down, co-opted, moved to Vote, VOAT.co. And other things. Could you, I guess, allude and go into that more, L. Dietz?
I guess what I want to do is circle back to where the story came from, because I think that's another filament in the web that needs to be looked at. Pizzagate came about because of WikiLeaks. Probably everyone on this call and most people listening have been following WikiLeaks and have been digging through the emails dumps that we used to receive on a regular basis. There were some emails in those releases that didn't make sense unless they were in code. And if you don't know which ones I'm referring to, I'm sorry, I just have to refer you to the WikiLeaks site and tell you to look at pizza, tell you to look at pasta. Okay. What ended up coming out of that was the name of Comet Ping Pong. This is a place that Obama has held fundraisers at, Hillary has held fundraisers at, and the guy who runs the joint, you know, a high school graduate, is one of the 50 most powerful people in Washington. Okay, circumstantial. It looks like a code. Why is this guy running a dive pizza joint so well connected? You know, it remains to be uncovered exactly why. But what it looks like the why is because of what DB alluded to, which is anything an ordinary person recoils from even considering, which is human trafficking, child sex exploitation. One of the reasons why this story is being suppressed is because a lot of the people doing the research are on what's now known as the racist alt-right. And say what you will about the racist alt-right, they're spending a lot of time online and they're doing some incredible digging. And it's difficult to convey the power of what the findings are unless you see some of the pictures that have been found. That's the first place I'd direct anyone who's listening to this to go to. Everyone who has been found to be part of this thing, which is to say the Comet Ping Pong, let's say, family of employees and customers, they have now gone private on their Instagrams, etc. But thanks to the magic of the internet, these things can still be seen. Twitter is actively censoring this story, but if you search the hashtag Pizzagate, Comet Pizza, James Alefantis, which by the way is French for I love children, you're going to find links that are going to take you down a rabbit hole that's going to keep you up all night. To my mind, there's no way to explain how a family joint has pictures of... It's difficult to even describe some of these images. Okay, let's say it's a bar where adults have a drink and let their kids run around. Okay, and let's say there are cool, quote-unquote, bands playing there while said kids are running around after dark. But these bands are... I'll tell you to look up Heavy Breathing. I'll tell you to look up Majestic Ape. I'll tell you to look up the FBI visual codes for pedophilia. If you look at either of those bands, which, by the way, are almost the same, you're going to see known symbology. You're going to see pictures and terminology that these pedophiles have to use in the daylight to find each other.
Right. Wow.
The rabbit hole doesn't stop either. I mean,
oh, of course not. And clearly this is being suppressed through, you know, Google is using their algorithm and Facebook and the social networks are using their algorithms. They have that kind of control over it. So I guess my first question would be, and this of course is to both of you, are we turning up any specific connections in terms of, you know, obviously we have the Epstein guy that connected to a bunch of other people, and of course the Lolita plane that Bill Clinton was on 17 times without a Secret Service. Are we starting to turn up any kind of juicy connections there that are making people squirm?
Absolutely. And the craziest thing is Hillary herself went to this island 6 times. People say there's video of her, that this was the final straw that got Assange actually taken, and they said if this were to come out, it would bring down the whole government. So they couldn't allow this. So that was what finally got him. But of course, she had to, essentially accept what they were going to do, which was doctor the vote for him, just enough for him to get the electorals. They knew she'd get the popular. And then that was kind of the deal made, I think. But you know what? People can turn on deals. When it comes to children, man, I mean, I don't know about you, Jake, but if I was a general or somebody of power and able to make something happen where I could make people disappear that were involved with these crimes, I would do it.
Yes, I certainly would. And, this is a powerful subject. And, I thank you both for being on it, because quite frankly, I'm scared of this story. It takes me to takes you to places that, you know, no human really wants to be at. But look, the reality of it is we know there are pedophiles out there. That's no one's gonna doubt that. Is it reasonable to think that there aren't going to be pedophiles in places of power? Of course not. Of course they're there. Now, is it reasonable to think that pedophiles in places of high power aren't going to use that high power in order to cultivate a more fluid exchange of the kind of services they want? Of course that's going to happen. And of course it's been happening throughout of all mankind. And of course it's happening right now as we speak. So did we just find a crack in the tight web that has been guarding this? Did we finally find a way through that? It sounds like we have. The question now is, if you're saying that for this to come out, it would bring down the government, what can we possibly do? I mean, they would come and they'll kill anyone who even talks about it at a certain point. Is that not true?
Well, we live in a time where we all acknowledge political murder as a reality. I mean, who can possibly watch fiction anymore? So yes, people are being killed. People have been killed. I'd like to bring up for context, and perhaps as a point at which to start relating to the reality of this, you probably have heard of the documentary Conspiracy of Silence. Yes. This was filmed in 1994 by a British company. It was meant to run on the Discovery Channel on a certain date, and it never ran. However, thanks to the miracle of the internet, there is a copy, a very rough copy, that can be seen on YouTube and various other places. Wikipedia doesn't even acknowledge this documentary exists, so don't go to Wikipedia. Just look up A Conspiracy of Silence, and you'll find that back in the 80s, thanks to a decorated Vietnam veteran, a 16-year senator from Nebraska, this man named DeCamp, this story was broken wide open back then. This story went all the way up to the White House back then. Child prostitutes brought to the White House for a midnight tour in 1989, if you can imagine the gall, the boldness of that. It went all the way up to the Attorney General of the United States at that time. And I bring it up because at that time, even though the story was suppressed, we still had mainstream media reporting it. You can see Washington Times cover stories from that era. We don't have anyone in mainstream media or even alt media giving this any oxygen at this point. So when we talk about what is going to happen, where our help will come from, you raise almost the most excruciating question of the whole problem. Who do you turn to? Who do you send tips to when open collusion is the rule of the land?
Right. Yeah, and you know, fortunately, we're entering a new age of technology that is facilitating transfer of information. Of course, with great promise comes great peril, and of course, by you know, using some of these transmission lines to transmit information, you know, it's possible for that to be tracked as well. I mean, that's what happened with the Silk Road. And of course, the Silk Road was being used for a lot of this stuff too. I guess this is a bit of a stratospheric question, but, you know, perhaps if we get some people in office, you know, eventually, obviously there's people in high power that know about this. There's probably a lot of people in power that don't know about this. At what point can we start trying to, it sounds like conversion therapy, which is, it takes us down just such a strange issue, but can we not develop computer chips that can divert these needs that are not, these needs are, this is a disease for one, I believe. And I mean, there is evil involved in it. I personally do not believe in, I hesitate sometimes when it comes to defining an objective ultimate evil. Sometimes I think of it more as a pluralism of different kinds of insidious forces working against each other. But is there not a way that we can use technology to find, put pulses out there that can divert some of these impulses from some of the people that are wanting this kind of thing.
You can eliminate that genetic marker, Jake, so we can take it a step further if we really truly feel that need. If this gets the lid blown off it, perhaps we will.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, I didn't realize, I knew that there was a lot going on with Pizzagate. I didn't quite realize how throttled it had been even by alt media, you know. Even the normal sites that I'm used to seeing some of this stuff on, you know, the Free Thought Pod Project, the Mind Unleashed, some of that stuff, I'm not even seeing articles.
Where do you go with it? Listen, if GAPL is to the point now where people are starting to feel like, you know, we don't understand where the end game's going, what's truly going to happen here? When you open a can of worms like Pizzagate, it does take down by default, and in a sense, what it does, I mean, it implicates Obama, all right, and it goes further. It probably implicates his wife.
You mean in terms of them knowing about it and not stopping it?
And being involved.
Well, I think we should be careful saying they're involved if we have no evidence for that.
There's photographs.
I'd like to interject something, if I may.
Sure.
I believe DB is referring to a particular image of Obama that's been circulating that I can't testify to the quality or veracity of. It's a pretty damning picture, but it could easily have been manipulated. Let's set that aside. For anyone who's curious about... Let's talk about Uncle Joe Biden for a second.
Oh, boy.
You can see a highlight reel of this man taking photos with the incoming senators and their kids.
Yes,
and
I've
by
seen
your
that.
Response, by your yeah. response, I take it that you have seen it.
Yes.
If you don't believe the witness of your eyes, I don't know what to say to you. But
right.
This man's been making these children publicly uncomfortable, and while their parents watch, for years.
Right. Hot, yeah. No, I saw that one with Uncle Joe. I definitely. He's always creeped me out.
The hot mic, Jake. The hot mic. I mean, yeah. One of these.
But that hot
daughters.
Mic. I don't. I mean, we can get someone to try and translate that hot mic. I'll be honest with you. It didn't translate word for word for me. That hot mic. But look, I'm not doubting that it's happened. I assume the worst of people. I mean, I really do. Like, I have no faith in anyone about anything. I just don't. Let me hedge that. Certain people have worked their way into my hearts that I trust, and I believe all people are flawed. But having said that, people in positions of power, when you get to that level, you're talking about just a different level of power, hubris, desire. And everything. So would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't. Would it crash the nation? Yes, it would. But I don't think. Okay, so let me ask you this then, Aldeeds, this image, is there a way that you can, the one involving Obama, is there a way you can describe it without being too lewd?
There are two of them that I'm aware of. One, I believe, has been debunked. Do you want to hear about that one or the one that's still mysterious?
Yes, let's first preface by saying it has been debunked.
All right, there's one image that's circulating that has been debunked. It's of a younger Obama with his younger children. And what was once an innocent, let's say, belly rub was adjusted into something wrong. The second image, I don't know where it came from. I can only tell you that it's Obama in the Oval Office at a Christmas party. He's holding a maybe 7-year-old Asian girl. And his grip on her thigh, his face in her neck, it's not his daughter. That's all I can say.
Right. Okay. So, and that's the non-debunked one. And so, you know, yes, there's certainly inappropriate. I mean, I remember there was a video of Kobe Bryant, and of course he has all kinds of baggage involving sexual assault and that attached to him. But I remember one time watching the final game of his career, actually. I was watching it with two friends of mine, one of whom is a female. And I remember his daughter came up, and he picked her up, and he started kissing her a lot. and getting sweat all over her and kissing her in a moment of joy. And I remember the female saying, "That's not appropriate. Why is he doing that? That's not acceptable." And at the time, I remember thinking, because, you know, we expect when people have children, there's this kind of tier of love that has been reached that is really not kind of something that can rationally be explained. But it definitely struck her as inappropriate, even though it was his own daughter. So now if you're talking about someone who was not Obama's daughter, I think there's, it's, boy, this, it's a tough one to accept that. But this, you know, that's clearly, you know, circumstantial at best. I guess when we start talking about Pizzagate, I'm aware of the code words. I'm aware of the Beanie Babies, and that stuff. What has been revealed? I mean, basically after the election, I went into a void in terms of this issue because I was keeping up with, you know, the rise of the alt-right and everything. What has been released on Pizzagate since the election, past the Beanie Babies? And obviously, it's probably maybe too much to tell here, but what are some of the highlights? I know you already went through a few of them, but pizza, Beanie Babies, what else? We have Pogs. Are Pogs in there?
I have to admit the Beanie Babies nuance has escaped me. But if we're talking about how deep the investigation goes, in this conversation, we have scarcely scratched the surface. There are investigators dedicating full time to this. And I should say citizen investigators. Connections are being discovered between Soros and Comet Pizza. Why he gave them 11 grand, I don't know. Connections are being discovered between money laundering in general and Comet Pizza. People are giving this their all, and I don't want to misserve their dedication by skimming it. But honestly, to find out, it behooves you in every way at this point in history to be proactive, to be curious, to not take no for an answer, and to say to yourself, why is there a whitewash? Why is the New York Times taking the time to debunk this? Why is the BBC, famous harbor of Jimmy Savile, taking the time to debunk this? Why is NPR taking the time? So if you start thinking about it critically, you have to realize that at a certain point, so many coincidences pertaining to pedophilia are damning in and of themselves. It deserves real investigation, even if it turns out not to be true. And I'd like to bring up for context also the Rotterdam case. This is something that happened in the UK between 1993 and 2013. That was a huge cover-up. Thousands of children were sexually trafficked, gang-raped. I mean, to read the coverage is to have a nightmare with your eyes open. And the authorities simply did not look at it for decades, and now they're sorry. So, you know, if we don't act, and by we I mean us, this is on our heads.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, this is kind of a cultural phenomenon that has really been accelerating in the past couple decades. You know, when you had the Jimmy Savile information and then the Jerry Sandusky information, and it kind of all hit people at once that this is a problem that is, this is not an outlier. This is something that is deeply ingrained in our human DNA, and it's not being suppressed. It's being actively acted upon by people in power. And I think what has to be done now is the same way that people and liberals liberals and conservatives alike are working to make sure that racism and xenophobia and misogyny are not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. I think we have to go out of our way now to make this issue on the spectrum of violence and abuse against children needs to be considered the same. And unfortunately, it's not. The hypocrisy is almost breathtaking when you have people in power who are so eloquent and vainglorious about speaking about how we must protect our children, and then Obama sends a drone bomb that kills 100 Syrian children. That same kind of hypocrisy clearly is alive and well when it comes to sexual abuse as well. And boy, it's disturbing. Oh, man.
I'd like to offer a concrete discrepancy for any any who don't want this to be true so much they refuse to look at it. This is very simple, but it's extremely provable one way or the other. James Elefantis, this owner of a pizza joint, he's getting a lot of coverage, not just now, but in the past. This place is a hot spot for whatever reason. Interview this week, we don't have a basement. Interview last year, we make our pizza sauce down in the basement. Now, what would it take to get a health inspector out there? What will it take to get someone downstairs? It seems to me that it's just below the surface where the truth lies, both literally and figuratively. Can someone get in that basement? Does it exist or doesn't it? Why has the story changed in 12 months? Why?
Man, so LDs, how obviously you've been researching this pretty extensively. I mean, how long has this been a story that you've prioritized?
It's hard to answer because, like many of the people who've fallen down this hole, I'm not sleeping anymore. So how many days have gone by? Quite sincerely,
right.
I'd say the month, perhaps, give or take.
And you know, I guess you're looking for, I guess everyone's looking for the smoking gun that cannot be ignored. Even though you might argue that it's already out there and is being suppressed.
Well, unfortunately, it seems that we're going to have to actually find a snuff film or something.
Yes.
To convey, you know, the truth. I don't understand why that would be necessary, but we live in a time where, you know, intent means more than action, i.e. we can give away our national secrets, but if we didn't mean to, you know, we can still be president probably. So
and you write for Mint Press, am I correct on that?
I have. I wouldn't gild the lily too much.
are you working on any you know, are you working to start publishing some of this? Have you already published some of these findings?
It's incredibly difficult to distill the vast amount of information that's being pumped out, especially in light of, as you probably know, Reddit went behind us and, you know, disappeared a week or more of research. Of course, the rampant suppression doesn't make it necessarily easy to find the primer for this nightmare. So yes, I feel compelled to somehow present this to a larger audience, but it's just so huge, Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people researching this right now trying to, for example, there's a password protected portal on the Comet Pizza website, and these are video files. That much is clear. But even the, you know, thousands of autists, as they called themselves, you know, the autistic geniuses who are working this case,
wow.
even they have yet to crack this code, to break that. At the same time, I've seen footage of things that I wish I hadn't seen.
why don't you think that hacktivist organizations like Anonymous, I mean, WikiLeaks, they go by what is available. Why don't you think Anonymous is getting involved in this? This seems like this would be their speed.
I can't speak for Anonymous, but in terms of WikiLeaks, which I'm glad you mentioned them, it's my personal belief that Julian is probably dead or he's
right.
in a black ops site. And I believe the reason for that is this story.
And the idea behind that now would be they've been co-opted so they can be used for limited hangouts and the spreading of disinformation.
Well, let's not forget that anyone who submits a leak is now definitely on the radar.
Right.
I mean, it serves them in every possible way to conceal what the truth is with regard to Julian's well-being and his whereabouts.
Well,
you have to understand,
you know,
though, that this stuff that we're finding out has always been in the it's always been in the background.
Right.
And there's a ritual, Kabbalistic, a definite power structure on a level beyond just the physical reality that drives these people to do these absolutely heinous activities that truly are against creation and everything that's good. And they derive some sort of power and earthly pleasure from this, perhaps knowing that what waits for them beyond this mortal coil is going to be some really bad stuff. But that's besides the point. The thing that is true, that is real to me and you and everybody listening, is that the people that are in charge of the most vast and efficient killing mechanism that has ever been created in the United States military, even if it appears to be weaker than it's been and it appears to be a paper tiger, I assure you they're just doing this to lull China and Russia asleep, because we're stronger than we've ever been. It's just different than it's ever been. They don't rely on people as much anymore. The tech's just, let's just say it's out of this world at this point. And, you know, the way that these people keep us in control, because they cannot unleash the military on their own people, not outright. They can use silent weapons for quiet wars, but they cannot outright attack us, as their own military would then turn on them, and people still are in control of the military. So we're at a point now where it's just, they need these people to be in collusion. They really do worship older gods. They worship Druidic gods. They worship Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call anything dark, demonic and evil, because it gives them power. They really do. It doesn't matter if these things exist or not. If these people are just crazy, they still are that bloodthirsty. They still are sacrificing kids. They still are kidnapping kids. They still would kill you at any second. They killed Hastings just for getting a general fired. Imagine what they do to somebody with concrete proof of what they've done to children.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead, please.
I see, her name escapes me, so I won't do her justice. But there was a senator killed who was investigating child trafficking. Is this ringing a bell for either of you?
I vaguely.
In any case, just to the point that DB is making, yeah, people are being killed to cover this up.
Because I would say they have the technology for robots at this point. So I would say if it's just a pure sexual pleasure thing, just create some robots for them. But this clearly goes into a kind of ritualistic,
Yes. It's the negation of God to destroy innocence.
That's our ringing bell. Eldeeds, thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Try and be good to each other, everyone, please.
Yes.
That's all we have left.
Yes. I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo. Ozzy Scape.